Lady listeners, could your daily routine be full of hormone disruptors? It sure can. You know, there are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors living rent-free in our environment right now, in our food, our water, the air we breathe, the clothes we wear, and they all mess with our hormones. Then there's the natural hormonal changes our bodies go through. Perimenopause, menopause, and while it's a natural process, it doesn't mean we have to suffer through it. The good news is that we don't have to suffer through it anymore because now we have Hormone Harmony, a formula made with herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier, and that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. Hormone Harmony is a phenomenon. Women can't stop talking about it on social media. A bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds, y'all. Hormone Harmony has been part of my routine in 2024 and will continue to be in 2025 because, simply put, it makes me feel better. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use code CLINK at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code CLINK for 15% off today.
Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Less $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility, with digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
Hi, and welcome to Housewives of True Crime.
Welcome.
Welcome. I am Tabitha. Give me Dateline, white wine, and I'll pick up your kids in the carpool line.
The next day, right?
Yeah, the next day.
Okay. And I am Gretchen. I like white wine, true crime, and in bed by 9 because I have a lot of stuff to do in the morning.
We are Housewives of True Crime.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are. Welcome.
Welcome.
Housewives of True Crime. I'm so damn well.
You are. Yeah, we're holding up really well. I'm sure all of you are holding up well too, but it's like so much end of the year shit.
Oh my gosh. Somebody just texted in one of these group texts and she's like, I'm going to the 56th fourth grade event. I'm like, girl,
I know. I'm so relieved. My Girl Scout troop leader just said, we just can't get it together with all the activities. So we're not having our end of the year thing until August. Oh my gosh.
Are you?
And I think everyone is like, amen.
Except for the fact that, by the way, in August, they're going to be like, there's too much back to school shit. So like, and then you're like, okay, don't, it's fine. Not everything needs a thing, right?
Yeah, we're probably, maybe we don't have to go. It's not till August.
Oh, are you going to re-sign up for Girl Scouts?
No.
Oh, then you don't
have to go. That it wasn't a pleasurable experience. It was awesome. But
partly because we know that they're just exploiting our children to sell their cookies to like support their paychecks.
My troop leaders got wise to the cookie thing and they did not force it on us this year. We didn't even sell cookies. You know what? I didn't even have a Girl Scout cookie, not even a single damn one this year.
I think I did. And I had one that I hadn't had in a long time. It was like the one that the peanut butter is in the middle and then the two cookies on the outside. Oh my God.
Yeah,
that
they're all good.
Like so good.
Don't get me started. Yeah.
They are all good, but that is why I'm on like a chicken and vegetable diet at the moment.
Okay, good for you.
I had too many cookies.
I just sent my kid to school with like 4,000 pieces of candy because it is Gold Rush Day. I don't know what that means, except for that they have to change. I don't know what that means. I think they panned for gold or something. And so I signed up to bring all the butterscotch candies for the fourth grade since I didn't volunteer in the class. And they had to dress like old timey, like Western. And let me tell you, my school really has an affection for that because it was the third time this year.
Western wear.
One day it was like the walk through California something. He had to dress up like a coal miner. There was another colonial day or something. And then there's like, you know, it's like a lot of dressing up. Anyways, my kid loves it because as I've told you before, he really has an affection for penciling his eyebrows.
By the way, she's going to hate that I tell you this story, but I have a friend who has the blondest hair ever, right? Like you don't have very dark eyebrows, but you pencil them in, right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Cause you kind of have the same kind of complexion where your like eyelashes also are very light. So unless you put mascara on them, it looks like you don't have any. And the same thing, she looks like she doesn't have eyebrows. So we have this big gala and she came over and she doesn't wear makeup usually. So she comes over and she has like a little bit of makeup. She looks very beautiful, but I'm like, girl, this is a gala. Let's throw it on the face. I'm like, let me just do your eyebrows. And so I just penciled them with my lightest color. She had a damn heart attack. She was like, get it
off.
It's
a lot to get used to. Yeah.
But I think once you get used to it, it does like your eyebrows.
Girl, it does look better, but I do, you know, I get them stained.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I get them stained and then and that lasts a couple weeks and then it just is like a guideline. I still have to like line them because they're not really there. But, you know, my kids always like say I look like Bigfoot, like the first day. Like I'm very like conscious of when I schedule the staining because you can't wash it off for a couple hours of like, who am I going to see? Can I keep my big sunglasses on? Because nobody needs to see Groucho Marx up in their biz.
But that's why Wyatt likes it because he sees it and he's like, I want that.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I mean, I was pretty proud of myself. He decided since he had so many beards on his face for school this year that he wanted just stubble, just like dad.
Yeah. So did I was you like, just, that's like, new. Dot it.
No, I watched a YouTube and you like put the makeup on like a bristly sponge and then put it all over their face. It was impressive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know what also is impressive is this bread that we got from one of our sponsors called Hero Bread.
No joke.
Oh my God. You guys, this is not an ad. It's a it's legit. Not an ad.
It is so legit. So I just had some meatless sausage from Trader Joe's and a piece of melted pepper jack cheese on a piece of that bread. And I didn't even feel bad about myself.
I know. It's like zero carb bread, but it's
and it has
so,
protein and fiber and everything. And it's so good.
It's so soft. And it's so, I mean, my kids, I even give it to my kids, right? Like, cause they sent us all these tortillas. So I was like, I'll just make burritos. They have no idea. They're like, whatever. I mean, not that I'm like trying to give my kids any low carb stuff, but I just, it was there.
Just to see if you could fool them.
Dude, they ate it like it was the regular tortilla. You would never know. So anyways. Get yourself some Hero Bread. Take our code. I don't know what it is, but
clink.
Clink. Perfect. Yeah. So I'm going to be eating that for the summer. Just getting my summer bod on after summer.
I know. I like to start my summer body during summer. That's kind of the problem. I'm working on my Christmas body.
I just listened to a podcast with Andy Galpin is his name. He's a doctor or he's a PhD and he does basically all he talks about is like health and fitness and longevity. And he has this plan for like a whole year's plan of where you do weight training for 5 weeks and then you do running for 5 weeks. And it actually sounds doable. Like not, I could think I could do anything for 5 weeks and then change it up. Right. I'm gonna try it. I'm gonna start this summer.
Okay. Don't get all guru on me though. I hate that shit.
I'm not gonna get guru. I think it sounds doable.
Okay. You let me know how that shakes out.
I will. I will let you know. Okay. Are you ready for this week's?
I am ready.
I don't know if you are actually. This one, it makes you question humanity. Just
oh, okay. That's my favorite thing.
Question.
Not really, but I do it a lot.
Like daily?
Like daily. Like, are they really that big of an asshole, or do they not know? And usually, you know what it is? They really are that big of an asshole.
Oh, gosh.
They do know, and they just don't care. Yeah.
You know, Myrtle and I were just talking about this. We were saying, is
it Myrtle? I've never heard of Myrtle. Who's Myrtle?
Myrtle is the lady that helps me with the cases. She's amazing. Okay. And she was telling, we were just talking about common sense versus like whatever. And I'm like, yeah, like common sense is out the window, man. Or you are just saying it's deliberate.
I'm saying it's deliberate. People are selfish, self-involved, well, don't care.
True. That's true. Yeah, you're right. Lots of them. Mm-hmm. But okay. Let's go to this person who has a lot of common sense and is definitely deliberate.
Ooh, okay.
Let's go to Natrona Heights, Pennsylvania, which you probably have never heard of.
Sounds like a supplement, Natrona.
It totally does.
Yeah.
It is a small town on the Allegheny River, about 20 miles northeast of Pittsburgh, which you have heard of. Mm-hmm. While most people call it Natrona Heights or just Natrona, it was formally organized as Harrison Township in 1990 and has a distinction of being the best kept secret in all of Alkiski Valley. The population is just 10,000, Gretchy. So,
Alkiski was a secret to me, so it must be a real secret.
It's a secret. It's the best kept secret. It's got 10,000 residents and 7.2 square miles. So, I mean, there's a lot of elbow room for those residents. The average house value is over 200,000. So, I mean, you can afford it. And people make about $63,000 a year on average in this area. The biggest employer is a steel corporation, but hot on their heels are medical facilities and lots of medical facilities, Gretch. The Allegheny Valley Hospital is one of them, and University of Pittsburgh Medical Facilities are another. Those are the most prominent ones, but there is also like a ton of nursing homes. And in one of those,
probably because everybody's like getting like weak because they're breathing in all the toxicity from the damn steel plant. Dude. And so they got to like,
I kind of thought that also, but I also think maybe it's just an aging community. That $63,000
maybe because it's like affordable. I mean, same thing as like Florida, but just reminds me, remember that douchebag sinus doctor that opened his business around all that factories?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, all of this feels very much like that. So in one of those nursing homes or a couple of them, this is where this case takes place. So let me tell you a little bit about what went down in this town. Back in December 16th, 2020, tenants at nursing home called Concordia at Rebecca Residences were settling down for the night when one of them, 89-year-old Ruth Erickson, went to bed. The next morning, Ruth was discovered to have passed away, which, you know, she's 89.
It's a pretty good life. I'd take 89.
I mean, I like to live into my 90s, just saying.
Well, apparently you're gonna, because all your guru
guruing it off.
Following it, your dude.
I am on it, okay? I'm drinking the Kool-Aid of longevity. So, although Ruth's death wasn't unexpected, right? But she was pretty healthy for her age, and she hadn't been sick. She didn't get the COVID. And when they looked into how she passed away, they determined that she was hypoglycemic. Her blood sugar was so low that it basically killed her, which was weird because Ruth wasn't diabetic. And insulin causes hypoglycemia, so Ruth wasn't prescribed any insulin in any form, so that was very strange. Then on July 24th, 2021, just what, like 6 months or 7 months later, 58-year-old Sherry Stiltino suddenly fell ill while at a different facility called Bel Air Healthcare and Rehabilitation. She was rushed to the hospital where they discovered that she was severely hypoglycemic. Funny thing was, Sherry had never had diabetes, just like Ruth. She had no insulin and nothing like that to lower her blood sugar.
58 is young.
58 is young to be in a nursing facility too, don't you think? I mean, when I was reading all this, the younger the patients usually had something early on in life that would put them in a facility. Not necessarily like something like a health condition, but more like a mental, like a neurological condition, something like that.
So well, I'm just even surprised that like an 89-year-old, they're even like investigating like what killed them.
Yeah, me too. But I think also when they see the 89-year-old had low blood sugar or whatever, and then they just kind of like pass them off like, oh, it's whatever. You know, there's nothing like nobody's thinking anything more than that. Nobody's thinking, oh, well, she didn't have diabetes. How would that happen? You know, if she's 89.
Well, Sherry. Okay, go ahead.
What? Yeah, tell me about your grandma, Pompey.
My grandma died at 90. And she used to always say, you know, like repeat her age, like I'm 89. I don't buy green bananas.
Why does like she every day. Say that?
Because you don't have time to wait for them to ripe, you know?
Oh, like I like eating green bananas. So I'm like, those are the best ones. Oh. That's actually kind of funny. Okay. So Sherry actually recovered and went back to Bel Air a few days later. And then on August 6th, Sherry was found in her room with no pulse. She was revived by the nursing staff and then again rushed to the hospital where they determined she was hypoglycemic again. Sherry hung on for 3 days at the hospital, but then sadly passed away on August 9th, 2021. At that same facility, Bel Air, on September 28th, 68-year-old Marianne Bauer passed away. Also, did not have diabetes. She did have multiple sclerosis. That's why she was in the facility. Because also, 68 is pretty young.
That is young, too.
But not diabetic and died of hypoglycemia. A few months later, on November 16th, 2021, a 79-year-old man, Jack Rogers, at Bel Air, unexpectedly passed away with no explanation. He was pronounced dead by the day shift nurse and, wouldn't you know it, hypoglycemic. They did look into that one a little bit further, and they said the night shift nurse reported nothing unusual as she did her rounds. Then, on December 28th, 2021, 92-year-old Mary Caldwell just suddenly becomes sick. The only entry on her chart was written on December 26th, and it said Mary's mood appeared to be pleasant and her medications were effective. But on the afternoon of the 28th, Mary became unresponsive and dead by that afternoon. Nothing weird happened the next month, but don't you think, wouldn't you be like, what is going on? Or are you just saying like you're in a nursing home and this happens? I don't know.
I think I think a lot of it, you'd just be like, it just happens.
Yeah, I think maybe. February 22nd, 88-year-old Norman Hendrickson got really sick. He was taken to the hospital where he was determined, I bet you could guess it.
Hypoglycemic.
And thankfully, Norman recovered, but he was in the hospital for weeks. Then months went by and everything was quiet at Bel Air. But across town at Quality Life Services, Chicora, strange things started happening to those residents. An 83-year-old woman only identified as BS, no pun intended.
That's not very good initials.
It really is not. I would like to take my middle one too, like BAS or something.
Yeah.
She was found groggy, confused, and very drowsy, unable to move on her own. And she kept experiencing this in the month of June, 2022. She ultimately survived all these episodes, but they said basically these are the symptoms of a classic hypoglycemic episode. And BS was not diabetic. On August 6, 2022, 92-year-old James Fair was found seizing. A nurse administered morphine and Ativan, without success, and James sadly passed away, also from hypoglycemia. Two more patients at Quality Life, Elmer Albi, a 73-year-old man who was not diabetic, suffered a hypoglycemic event on August 31st, 2022. He survived. And then on October 8th, another man, only 51, who was a diabetic, became dangerously hypoglycemic, and he also survived. Then 99-year-old Betty McQueenie, who I love that freaking name, was looking forward to her 100th birthday, but suddenly developed hypoglycemia and died shy of her birthday on November 6, 2022. Then at the same place, Quality Life, two sweet mates, both developed hypoglycemia within an hour of each other on November 20th. 55-year-old Matt Bartow had beta. Well, see, this is one. He battled brain cancer for 10 years in his 20s and 30s, and that made him like need care. And when his mom couldn't care for him anymore, she put him in this Quality Life place, which, by the way, just because you need like extra care doesn't mean you're not like, doesn't mean you're a vegetable. It just means that you can't like fully take care of yourself, you know?
Sure.
But Matt never recovered. He died on December 5th. And then his buddy, who he shared a bathroom with, 83-year-old Joseph Campbell, he hung on a little bit longer, but eventually succumbed also. And neither of these guys had hypoglycemia.
You mean diabetes?
Oh, sorry.
Hypoglycemia.
Yes, yeah. Diabetes, which is...
Okay, I'm getting the theme.
Right. So there's a lot more people I could tell you about.
Yeah, please don't.
But let me tell you, the 55-year-old guy that died suddenly, Matt Bartow, this is where his family knew, like, he's not hypoglycemic. Something is not right. And so they brought it up to the Pennsylvania Office of Attorney Generals, who then brought in the Bureau of Narcotics Investigator and Drug Control to open an investigation. And they hired a nurse investigator named Kelly Barron. She took point for the Attorney General's office. She is like a badass. She's worked in the field for 20 years. By the way, I think if I was a nurse, I would love to go into this field. After.
Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah,
figure it out. And then you want to do something else with your life after you were a nurse for 20 years. You want to investigate some shady people. Sounds right. Okay. So anyways, she started investigating what was going on at Quality of Life. And then by 2023, it started happening at another facility called Sunnyview Rehabilitation Center, Nursing Center in the same damn town. This one had a few victims, one in particular, 104-year-old Ann Bechtain, 104, dude. Like, I feel like I need to give her a little credit here because girlfriend did not have hypoglycemia for over 100 years. And then, boom. So all of these happened all between 2020 and 2023. And the last events occurred on May 1st, 2023, which is just like barely over a year ago, to a 43-year-old man. He was there because he had suffered a brain injury when he was a teenager and needed help, but not like he was pretty capable guy. So while Kelly was given this information back on Quality Life, she wasn't looking into these other, you know, other facilities. So she did get to the bottom of the unexplained episodes of hypoglycemia at Quality Inn. One of the nurses named on staff at Quality of Life stood out. Her name was Heather Presti. Have you heard of this lady?
No.
She's in the news lately. Heather had been an employee as a nurse at Quality Life Services for 6 months, and then she left and started working for another place called Premier Armstrong. Kelly did a little bit more digging and determined that Heather had been working either the night shift or the day shift on these two roommates' deaths. A particular interest to the nurse investigator, Kelly, Heather had been the one to find several of these patients after they passed away and was the one to call their time of death. Kelly then went on to several other facilities that Heather had worked at. And wouldn't you know, she was also on the shift of the patients that died. Heather also was the only one that was making notes in these charts. This is the sickest part, by the way. She played the hero nurse who did CPR on one of her first victims, Sherry Stiltino, the second time her heart passed from her heart stopped from hypoglycemia. But Miss Heather was not a hero. On May 24, 2023, Heather was taken into custody under suspicion of the deaths of the two suite mates, Matt and Joseph, you know, the 55 and 89-year-old guy.
Today's episode is sponsored by Acorns. Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing for you, your kids, and your retirement, even during the holidays. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns will recommend a diversified portfolio that matches you. And you don't need a ton of time. You can create your Acorns account and start automatically investing your money in just 5 minutes. Acorns helps you build your financial future in the background so you can focus on all your holiday shopping and parties. So genius. Another great thing about Acorns is you don't need to be rich. Acorns lets you get started with the spare money you've got right now. That could be $5 a day or even just your spare change. That's right. Acorns can round every purchase you make up to the dollar automatically and invest your spare change for you. So that coffee you grab on the way to the mall, that's investing. And you get bonus investments just for buying the stuff you need from the brands you love. With Acorns, every single gift you buy this year could put more money in your investment account. It's like cash back, but the bonus investments have a chance to grow. So head to acorns.com/clink or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Pay client testimonial. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns investing. Involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, and SEC-registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/clink. Listeners, every year around this time, I resolute I'm going to get grown-up stuff done, like get that colonoscopy over with that my doctor has been bugging me about, get my affairs in order, like making a will. And why is it that a will seems to be more daunting than the colonoscopy? Well, it doesn't have to, because trust and will makes creating your will easy, like lounging on the couch easy. The website is really simple to use and the process is straightforward. Each will or trust is state-specific, legally valid, and customized to your needs. So for my family, my main concerns are guardians for my children. Whether your main concerns are your care wishes, your final arrangements, or power of attorney, trust and will has you covered. When maneuvering through the process, if you have any questions that stop you in your tracks, there is actually live support available through phone, chat, or email. Trust and Will has earned thousands of five-star reviews from Trustpilot. So check one of your goals off early this year with Trust and Will. Protect what matters most in minutes at trustandwill.com/HTC and get 10% off plus free shipping. That's 10% off and free shipping at trustandwill.com/HTC. You don't need to feel like financial wellness is impossible. Acorns gives you small, simple steps to get you and your money on track. What I love about Acorns is knowing I am doing something proactive for my future. And it's not a time suck, because basically Acorns does the hard part for you so you can give your money a chance to grow. So head to acorns.com/clink or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid client testimonial. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, and SEC-registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/clink.
Let me tell you a little bit more about Heather. Heather started nursing school at a community college in Allegheny County in 2003, but she never completed her degree. She then spent the next 14 years working at a vet tech in Pittsburgh. As a vet tech, she provided critical care to animals, including anesthesia and euthanasia. Then in 2016, girlfriend went back to get her nursing degree, which she got in 2018. From the time she graduated and got her nursing license, in that 5 short years, she worked in 12 different nursing homes.
Wow.
wouldn't you be like, what are you jumping ship for so much?
Yeah, they're all in the same area. I mean, that it does seem like maybe some of these nursing homes needed to do a little more like a background check.
Investigation. Yeah, I know. So her first job, she worked for it 6 months. She was disciplined, by the way, at this first job for administering insulin without doctor's orders. A supervisor at the facility told investigators that she was concerned that Heather was harming the residents. And they gave her like a corrective plan and had remedial training on insulin protocols for her. But then she just jumped ship. She then was hired fraudulently at the next facility using fake names for references and giving like phone numbers of her relatives, like saying like, oh, I worked for, you know, Dr. So-and-so, and then giving the phone number of like her mom. And then her mom would answer the phone and be like, oh yeah, she worked for me.
Yeah. That? I mean, people do that all the time.
You know, I never even thought about that, but I know
we have a,
that they do.
Yeah. We have an experience where, someone very close to me, hired someone and did not check all of their references and then learned over time that they did not have the certifications, qualifications that they said.
They did. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it happens. Well, that one she worked for 5 months, and then she applied to Concordia, where the Ruth and Sherry died. And she used those same fake names and the same relatives' phone numbers for her references. Then she moved on to Bel Air, where Marianne, Jack, Mary, and James died, and two other patients were hospitalized. She didn't last long there. And then after James Fair died, several coworkers noted that people were dropping like flies and Heather was always on duty. The parent company for Bel Air reported this to an internal investigation. So they did notice it. And supposedly they did an investigation, but they didn't find anything, which I think is total BS. Like, they didn't do any investigation.
Yeah.
The charges against Heather were mounting. From the initial two charges, the state quickly added 17 more victims for a total of 19 people. Which is like the craziest serial killer.
Yeah, it is. It's up there with the craziest serial killer. I think that like Dahmer had 19 victims.
I mean, how can you even live with yourself?
I mean, it's, yeah, I can't wait till you continue to tell me like what was her tick?
Dude, we don't know her tick. She just got sentenced. So they looked at like every aspect of this chick's life, right? They looked at her social media and her text messages, and they found like a lot of text messages to her mother. So I don't know. Like, it sounds to me like she doesn't really have like a lot of friends. Okay. She did have some like stuff on Pinterest about insulin. She was obsessed with insulin. She was also obsessed with like how much the dosage was or how much you would need to die. Right. So she had, like on one of her social media pages, she had, if you need to take 2 units, but you accidentally take 10 units instead, it would be death in a matter of hours.
You know, that, I don't know. I'm not diabetic or whatever. That insulin is tricky business. You know how I know? Because I did the, no shame in my game, but you know, a minute ago I did the semi-glutide and I got the little needles. Those are little tiny needles. Mm-hmm. And I got the dosage confused for my first
so
one.
Easily.
And it was so
done.
It's such a little amount, and I ended up taking 5 times the amount of semi-glutide than I was supposed to.
And you were sicker than you've ever been in your life.
I did lose 11 pounds in 3 days, but I wouldn't wish it on anyone.
Oh my God.
I could not.
So insane.
I was outside my children's like math tutor and I felt like I had to burp and just vomited all over myself. And it didn't really stop for 3 days.
It didn't. I was very concerned with her.
Yeah.
For her. Oh, you almost took your ass to the hospital because it was that bad. So yes, and that, so I thought about that whole thing with this. I had thought about like people giving themselves semi-glutide and they're doing it themselves and all that stuff.
That was early on. By the way, I think they have like really like they to like regulate like people like me who think they don't need to like read like real clear. I think they give people like pens and like all kinds of other ways, like foolproof dosages.
I don't know, but I hope so, because seriously, that's, this stuff is very concerning. And that, to me, this insulin episode, I'm like, holy cow, I had no idea. I have a friend and she was like, hey, I've never left my son alone, like with a babysitter, because he's got type 1 diabetes. And I now get it. You know, she's like, the only people she trusts are her and her husband. And I'm with it. I would really have a hard time trusting somebody else to administer that to my kid too.
Yeah.
So anyway, she has text messages to her mom that are very weird. Like one of them just says, I can kill this man at Taco Bell. Well, like that doesn't sound like, I mean, I could have told you that too, if somebody put like onions in my burrito, right? But the more you read and like the more stuff she talks about killing people, and whether it's in a playful way or not, it's extra, right? She talks about patience and she says, oh, I'm going to murder him already. If you get like this, you're going to get the pillow therapy. I mean, weird.
Ooh, that is weird. That's like not even something you joke about.
No, I never would joke about that. I would joke about killing a guy that put onions in my burrito, but I would never joke about actually killing somebody, you know, or a way that you were going to do it. Even in July 2022, she says she's going to die if this, you know, she says like, if this Arby's guy gives me one more minute, she's really into fast food, obviously. She says that he will get stabbed. She talks about her. Yes, I know. Weird, weird stuff. So, I mean, this woman is, she probably had thought about this for a long time. And she texted her mom a lot about people dying and how she's going to kill them. She says, I'm going to kill this bitch on the phone. She's going to die. Exclamation, exclamation, exclamation. I mean, that stuff is, it's definitely extra.
Yeah. Well, I feel like mommy should have been like, maybe you need to talk to a professional about all of this aggression and killing talk.
Yes.
Sweetness.
That probably would have helped. Maybe. Search engine history recovered from Heather's phone included, how long is insulin good for? And she also Googled victims' obituaries. So she also, by the way, had the freaking balls to send one of her victims' families a card and flowers. So she's a real twisted fuck, dude.
Yeah.
When Ann Victane, the 104-year-old victim, died, Heather's coworkers told investigator Kelly that she had constantly made disparaging remarks about Anne and how disgusting she was and how she didn't want to touch her teeth, which I'm sure it was like dentures or something. And to me, I'm like, dude, you're 104, you're disco biscuit. This woman was walking around like by herself.
Yeah.
And I too will probably have dentures at 104.
Yeah. Why not? Your teeth look so good. They're like perfect.
Mine?
No, yeah. I mean, when you have dentures.
Oh, dude, I think that all the time, by the way.
Yeah.
I'm like, they are perfect. I just don't think like getting them in and out and having that glue and shit, it's like probably not.
I don't know. You do that wacko Invisalign forever. It's totally gross. My kid's got Invisalign too. And I see her just have to watch her spit them out. And all the spit comes out too. It's like,
ugh. I'm on the 10-year plan of Invisalign, you guys.
Yeah. I'm like to never. Yeah, she is. We're going to be like retired from podcasting and Tab is still going to be working on those teeth.
It's a never ending saga.
I told you years ago, just chip the shit out of them and get veneers like me.
Veneers. I know. It's so true. Okay. So anyways, the night Anne died, a certified nursing assistant on that shift noted that everything seemed fine with Anne. And then, you know, Heather came on to her shift. And when she came back, she saw Anne foaming at her mouth. I mean, Let me just tell you about one other of Heather's victims, 43-year-old Nicholas Sybil. He was young, obviously, you know, and he was diabetic. And speaking of overdoing it, he did overdo it and gave himself like 2 pens instead of 1 because he thought the first one didn't have anything in it or something. And it caused him a lack of oxygen to his brain. And
scary.
Dude, super scary. So he originally, they thought he was like in a persistent vegetative state, except for his niece came to visit him. And I guess when she was younger, they would always make monkey sounds. And so she just started making monkey sounds to him. And his brain waves went crazy. And they didn't pull the plug on him. And he recovered to live like a semi-independent life at home. So he lived at home with caretakers, but Nicholas went to the nursing home, Sunnyview, only temporary because his caretaker got COVID.
Oh.
And asshole Heather comes in and murders him.
It's very Kathy Bates in Misery.
Oh,
that
so
scary
true.
Stephen King movie.
Yeah. So yeah. Heather Presti faced the death penalty, which if there's anybody that I think should be on death row, it's her. And you know what Heather thought? She didn't stand a chance of making it through and not being found guilty on and sentenced to death, which I think she would have been. So she jumped at the chance for a plea deal. Her charges included 3 counts of first-degree murder for killing Gerald Schrum, Nicholas Sybil, and Matt Bartow. And then the remaining charges were 19 criminal attempts to commit murder. And due to her plea agreement, she received 3 life sentences for the first-degree murder charges and then 380 to 760 years in prison for the other charges. And they are to be served consecutively. Which, I mean, means she's never getting out of jail.
She's never getting out of jail, but something about this one just kind of screams like lethal injection seems like real...
appropriate?
Karmically, yeah, appropriate.
Can somebody
I'm not always an advocate of the death penalty, you know, but I think you kind of got it coming.
I know. This is one I'm always like, not always. There are like children cases and stuff like that where I'm like, you deserve to die.
Oh yeah. But, most pedophiles I think can die.
Oh,
I'm okay with it.
I'm 100% okay with it.
Can't be recovered. Yeah.
But this one, being a woman, you know, you like for whatever, you know, reason, we always have some sort of soft spot. I have no soft spot for this bitch. Like,
yeah,
she is the worst of the worst in terms of humanity. The Pennsylvania State Attorney General released a statement that said the defendant used her position of trust as means to poison patients who depended on her for care. This plea and life sentence will not bring back the lives lost, but it will ensure Heather Presti never has another opportunity to inflict further harm. I offer my sincere sympathy to all who have suffered at this defendant's hands. I commend my agents and investigators and assisting agencies who meticulously worked this investigation to uncover the defendant's terrible acts. Then the families were given the opportunity to talk to Heather in their victim impact statements. And, you know, they said she was pure evil. There's no justice in this. And one of them said there's no justice until she meets her maker, which I hope happens. Matt Bartow's mom used to visit him twice a day in the nursing facility, and she told her now she visits his grave, and she wants Heather to know that she put a hole in her heart that will never heal, which I believe.
Yeah.
Following these victim impact statements, which, by the way, Heather just looked straight ahead, never looked anybody in the eye.
Yeah.
She did apologize, which, I mean... I don't even know if she
I wouldn't even want an apology because it's like, I just want to know why?
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 I know. She said, I'm sorry for what I've done. I know I've impacted a lot of people's lives, but I mean, come on. Like I don't think she can say why. Like she's got evil in her soul. Yeah. There were several lawsuits made against these nursing homes. They were filed on the behalf of the victims. I couldn't find anything, which I think means that they have probably settled. But all the families have made statements that they did not want, they did not do it for the money. They just wanted to enact change. And
I completely understand that. Yeah. I mean, I think that, I mean, it happens in a lot of businesses, but when people are, there's a fatality or injury or something, you kind of do have to sue. Just otherwise that whatever complacency like led to that fatality just kind of continues. It's
right.
Like you got to like hit these companies in the pocketbook for them to shake things up.
Well, you would think, I mean, when there multiple people are dying of hypoglycemia and you're not doing anything about it because they're old, that's a problem with the facility, because you know that the only way that's happening is eventually you're not, you're like, that doesn't just happen. Like,
well, I would think that it would be like, okay, this is kind of random when there's two. When there's three, you're like, okay, what was the common denominator?
Also, when there's two within an hour in the same room, hello.
Oh, yeah. Hello. Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Yeah. And the younger guys, I mean, there's no, that's when you really have to perk up and be like, okay, what's going on here? But I feel like she took 19 people, which by the way is only 19 that we know. There, it could have been more.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they probably don't, from a facilities point of view, they probably don't really want to investigate too hard. Maybe just like stop scheduling her, push her out, right, because they don't want the liability.
Yes. Right? That's actually probably true. And that's why she was like at each place for 6 months.
That's why you have to sue. Hmm. Yeah. Because you have to sue to ensure she's like, they don't do that again.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. And thankfully, Matt Bartow's parent, mom, or whoever, his family member, whoever did the loss, like actually was like, hey, something's not right here. They're the ones that sparked the investigation. So anyways, this just, I mean, she's newly in prison. Let's just say that. And hopefully she likes it there or doesn't like it there.
Doesn't. Hopefully it's not one of those Orange is the New Black prisons with the yoga and the gardening.
God, I hope not.
Because that kind of sounds fun, you know?
You know what? I was just thinking that. I was like, I can't even get my ass to find a yoga class that fits into my schedule at all. Right? Like,
I'm telling you, prison does not sound terrible sometimes. I finally get some time to myself, get in shape.
Read a book.
Sounds
yeah. Like all these things.
Awesome.
And we just found out they actually sell makeup in prison.
Yeah. Like, no responsibilities. Like, I mean, could I just go to some like prison retreat for like a couple weeks?
It couldn't be for long, right? Well, you know, some people actually commit crimes to go back to prison because they like it.
I get it.
You know?
I get it. I bet there's a lot of recidivity for moms doing that the last week of school. Based on my week.
Hey, you know what? I gave to all the teachers, I gave them Five Crimes product.
Oh.
And they're super stoked because I'm stoked for them. I'm like, you are going to love it. Actually, my son's principal today, she listens to us. And so I had wrapped it in like a cute little like cellophane thing with a ribbon. And she looked at it. She was like, oh my gosh, I'm so excited to try this.
It exists. So, yeah.
Yeah. So if you haven't tried Five Crimes, go to FIVECrimes.com. I'm telling you, the hair serum is where it's at. Like if you need to grow your hair, or if you just have, like my girlfriend has really thick hair, so she doesn't really need to grow it, but she gets a lot of buildup, which I don't get, but she was like, it takes away the buildup in her hair. Like she can go like multiple days without washing it, which is not something I have a problem with, but she does and she loves it. Also, the body scrub is insane. It's called
Smooth
Criminal. I
just took a shower.
Did you put it on?
I did. And then I got out and I put the serum all over and then I followed up with the whipped body butter.
I know. It's really like the best regimen ever. You guys will love it. And also, congratulations on all of y'all that just graduated your children from whatever grade they graduated from. Oh, and I think this is Memorial Day. This is coming out. We might drop this on Tuesday, just because it's better for our listeners. But whether or not we drop it Monday or Tuesday, happy Memorial Day.
Yeah. And if you still have a couple more weeks of school,
like you,
you don't have to go to a don't go to a prison retreat. We were just kidding.
We're just kidding on that.
We're all going to survive.
Don't come for us. We do not want to go to prison. There's nothing in our bones to want to do that. If you are in the Nashville area and you have not gotten your CrimeCon tickets yet, they sell day of tickets, you guys. So if you can, just pop over. Also, if you know, they probably don't want me to say this, but I'm just going to say it anyways. If you cannot afford to go to CrimeCon, which I totally also get, and you are in the area, you can pop over at night and
just go to the hotel bar. That's where everybody is.
Go to the hotel bar. It is where like everybody is there. You will be able to meet us. You'll be able to
lots of podcasters. Like, and you'll, much, much bigger deal podcasters than us will be there.
I don't think so, actually.
Payne Lindsay was there at the bar. Oh, we're hanging out with him.
Yeah, yeah. He's going to be there again. He is much bigger than us. He's like a real deal guy.
Big deal.
Yeah, real big deal. Yes.
But listen, we've had some great meets at the bar.
We met that. Gabby Petito's dad.
Kelly Stigler.
Nancy Grace. I mean, there's people, you know, it is where it's at. And the crowd is great, you guys. Like, everybody's really there for a good reason. And everybody's friendly. It's just a real good feel. Even though your crime con sounds kind of crazy. But
it's not dark. Yeah, it's a good vibe. Yeah.
So we hope to see you there. We will be there this coming weekend. And that's it.
Okay.
Grouchy poo.
Clink, 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 clink.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Less $830 trade-in / promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.